The word for today is nurture your children. Ephesians 6 verse 4, the Apostle Paul writes, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We keep being shocked by stories of children killing teachers and other children in school, and then turning the gun on themselves. Two boys aged 12 and 13 beat a man to death outside a convenience store. Why? Just for the pleasure of watching him die. Another boy shot a man sitting in a car at a stop sign, and when the police asked him why, he replied, because he looked at me. Seriously, what's causing this? Easier access to guns, hours spent watching violent videos. Those may be factors, but after extensive research, scientists are now concluding that violent behavior is often related to early childhood abuse and neglect. For example, when a baby spends 3 days or more in dirty nappies, or when children are burned, beaten, or ignored, their blood is filled with stress hormones, cortisol, and adrenaline, among others. You say, what does that do? Well, those hormones bombard and affect the brains of those children. So for the rest of their lives, hear me please, for the rest of their lives, they will not think and feel what others do. They actually lose the capacity to empathize with those who suffer. The same research has concluded that babies and young children are incredibly vulnerable between birth and 3 years of age. If their families don't protect them, love and care for them, society will pay a terrible price for it in years to come. The Bible uses this word nurture. Here's what it means: to love, to protect, to encourage, to compliment, and to try and to bring out the best in your child, which is why Paul writes, parents, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And that's the word for you today.